Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, welcome to The Miracle Cafe. I'm your host, Emmanuel Dagger, and I'm just so honored to connect with you for another miraculous get-together. That's what I call these. We're getting together, we're just hanging out, and spending some miraculous time together. And I just wanted to extend a heartfelt thank you to all those who are tuning in to The Miracle Cafe, and for sharing this show with all your friends, your family, your loved ones. And it really has been such a humbling and overwhelmingly wonderful experience to receive all the amazing feedback, the messages, the notes that you guys are sending me. Thank you guys so much. It's just inspiring me to confirming to me that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm so grateful to be able to just create this space where miracles can continue to unfold for all of us. That's the purpose, just for everyone tuning in, whether it's the recording or the live show, that we all just create an amazing space for miracles to unfold. So thank you for that, and please continue to listen, to support. Because of you, this show can keep going on. So the theme of this week is going to be all about living our purpose. And we have three amazing guests. They are incredible visionaries that will be joining us at the roundtable today, who will share some amazing insights of how they are consciously choosing to follow their dreams and live out their purpose. So you're going to definitely want to stay tuned for that. But before we start, I'd like to begin each show, and I'm sure you already know this, that I love to begin each show with setting the intention. So let's set the intention. Let's just close our eyes, kind of decompress, take a deep breath in, just breathing in, and just breathing out all those thoughts of the day, just letting them go. Good. Just breathing in one more time, breathing in that joy, that love, that oxygen all around us, and breathing out. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. So let's set the intention for this show. Since the topic is all about living our purpose, let's set the intention that this show provides even more clarity for all of us in knowing our true purpose and living our true purpose. So really making it clear for us on a deep, deep level, deeper than we've ever experienced before, that our purpose is just unfolding with ease and with grace, and that we know what our purpose is. And so it is. All right. Thank you for setting the intention with me. And I'm so excited. So let's just kind of, I like to talk about what I've been going through, because I'm sure, you know, we're all connected, and maybe I, you know, what I've been personally going through these past 2 weeks, maybe you've been going through, or you can relate with, and kind of understand what's going on. So what I've been going through these past 2 weeks has really been about letting go of attachment. I've really been in that space where, being pushed gently by the universe to getting to the space of, okay, you know what? Am I still attached to these outcomes? Am I still attached to places, situations, things, people, and really understanding and discerning the difference between what attachments are and what connections are? Because a lot of times people think that connections are attachments, and really they're not. Connections are more about, experiencing wonderful energies, whether it's with other people or with circumstances, situations, but not having expectations, not having the hows, the whens, the whys, the wheres, the whos around that kind of can cloud those connections. And usually those elements, those hows, whens, wheres, whys, expectations, etc., make it more of an attachment. So I've really been moving out of that. And I know a lot of people are going through that right now, just energetically on the planet. We're just vibing so high that, you know, it's just a natural process for us to begin releasing some of those attachments. And it's, let me tell you, it's sometimes it's not the easiest experience, but I know that when I allow myself to kind of step out and be more of an observer instead of a reactor, it really, really helps the process for me. And it really allows me to move out of the attachments more and back into the connections. So whether I'm connecting to, you know, nature, people, whatever, it's just so much more amazing as just being the observer and being there present, but not reacting in a way that, you know, I have to have it to be a specific way, or it has to show up a certain way, etc. So that's kind of what I've been going through, and I'd just like to share that a little bit, just so you know how I'm doing, and I kind of know how you're doing. We can just kind of share that. So let's go right into gratitude. Gratitude is one of my favorite things on earth, and I'm sure many of you guys who know me know that. And gratitude is such an important vibration because it immediately raises our vibration and creates a magnet-like energy, attracting more blessings and miracles into our lives. Literally, I mean, the energy of gratitude allows us to become walking magnets of attracting more blessings in our lives. And it's just such an amazing, simple tool that we can do to get us into that space of alignment with the flow of the universe, aligned with our highest purpose, aligned with more joy, and attracting more of those blessings that we seek. So what I'm grateful for today is I am so grateful again to all of the listeners who are just tuning in, who are open to transformation, who are open to experiencing their greatest self now, not as a future, only a future projection, but right here and right now. So I am absolutely grateful for you showing up right here with me, joining me in this hour, and really choosing, intentionally choosing to live your greatest life. So I'm absolutely grateful for that. And I always love to share some of the gratitudes that I receive through the messages and emails. So Melina in Indianapolis is grateful for her two daughters who light up her life. Thank you, Melina, for sharing that. May they continue to do that. And Kevin in Salzburg, Austria, is grateful for the internet, for being able to connect with wonderful and positive people all around the world who choose to make a difference. Kevin, isn't it amazing? The internet just really makes the world a smaller place where we are all more intimate and connected to each other. It's a beautiful thing. So all the listeners, what are you grateful for today? Right now, just take 1 minute, just a few seconds even, and just affirm out loud what you're grateful for and why you're grateful for it. So I'm just going to allow you to do that for 1 second right now, give you a moment of silence. Good. Wonderful. And know that with gratitude, you know, when we send that vibration out, the universe loves that vibration. It responds very well to that, and it will immediately bless you with more to be grateful for. And if you have gratitude to share with the world, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and know that by sharing gratitude on air, it magnifies manyfold because you have shared it with so many others. So just know that, and thank you for sharing. So let's get right into today's Hot Topics Roundtable. So as you know, the roundtable is designed so that many different insights and perspectives on some of the hottest global evolutionary, spiritual, and metaphysical topics on everyone's mind are discussed in a positive environment. The idea is that we provide a platform where all perspectives are respected, whether we personally resonate with them or not, and create an amazing space where aha moments can easily happen for for all those connecting with our conversations today. So today's guests are three young, amazing visionaries doing some amazing things for the world. Our first guest is Avram Gonzalez, known as Mr. Inspiration. Avram is an internet entrepreneur, social media coach, outdoor enthusiast, and lifelong learner. We also have Carolyn Collins, a music producer and musician who is creating music to raise the consciousness and vibration of the planet. And also we have Jordan Malotsky, a spiritual entrepreneur and video blogger with a passion for facilitating positive change on this planet. So welcome, you guys. Thank you guys for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
So basically the theme for the show today is all about living our purpose, and you guys are doing that. You know, I see you guys blogging, I see you guys just spreading your beautiful, amazing energy out there, and it's just so inspiring to see. So I'm really excited about today's show, and what I want to do is just jump right in. So I see all of you guys being so fearless, especially when sharing your light with the world. You know, you don't really, it seems like you guys don't really care about, how people might perceive you or whatever. You just allow yourself to be that light and express yourself fully. So what are some ways you challenge yourself to continue being fearless? Let's start with Jordan on that one.
Let's see. There, I'd say on a daily basis, I'm really challenging myself. Whenever I see some sort of fear arise within myself, or, I'm kind of hesitant to do something, I see that as a sign from the universe to, as a challenge, to really step into it, you know, to really just step into that fear, and tremendous growth always occurs once I do that. So, I think that it's just a matter of recognizing where the fear lies and then just, you know, going full force into it instead of overthinking things. Because I know in my past I've actually had struggles with that, you know, with kind of letting fear overtake me. But instead, if you can just look at it differently and see the fear as a challenge that you're being presented with in order to overcome, then you will definitely see much more growth in your life as a result of that.
Yeah, and I've, you know, personally noticed when I look at it, you know, as fear, as that opportunity, kind of like you're saying, just that challenge, that opportunity, I always notice that when I do walk into it, like you said, there's big breakthroughs on the other side. So when we look at it kind of from that angle, it kind of the fear just fizzles out and it becomes more of an opportunity. Carolyn or Avram, anyone want to jump in on that?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I would ditto what Jomo said. That was a really good answer. And I would say that I do the same thing every day when I see something arise, you know, that I feel some fear. Instead of turning around the opposite direction, I say, oh, I need to look at that more and, you know, experience that and see why I'm afraid of that. And so when that arises, I keep going at it and see, you know, try to overcome the fear. So instead of most people turning away and running away from it, I just, you know, go more towards the fear.
And it's so amazing, you know, I always kind of go back to the whole thing, and I shouldn't do this too much, but you guys are so young, and it's just so amazing to see that because, you know, sometimes being young, we can be insecure and have some, you know, things that, and I'm sure we all still go through that, but really being able to look at that fear and just face it head on is awesome, and being so young doing that is very inspiring to me, and I'm sure all those listening. And Avram, did you want to add anything to that?
I feel pretty similar along the same lines. You know, whenever I'm walking around and I notice that there's something inside of me tugging me in a direction and I kind of feel that tension going on, just like I think Jordan pointed out, is like, you know, that when you feel that, you know, there's growth and that you can go step into that. And I feel pretty similar along the same way. And that's, I think that's why I started doing Inspiration. I wanted to be more fearless. Mm. I wanted to do new things that took me out of my comfort zone. So it's almost like a game sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of neat to go out and actually make it happen. So you get smiles for miles whenever you overcome something you may not have thought was possible for you. I think that's like the coolest part.
Yeah, and you know, Avram, you actually really inspired me, because I've been following your blog for a while and your website and what you do, and really pushing myself out of my comfort zone. You know, for me, doing this, you know, radio, or just doing speaking in front of people and just kind of stepping out into that, I never in a million years thought I'd be doing it. So thank you for kind of inspiring me to do that.
You're welcome. Thanks, man. Awesome to hear.
Yeah, definitely. We all inspire each other. So, well, this show, really all of it is kind of the main thing is about living our purpose. So what does it personally mean for each of you to live your highest purpose or your life purpose? What does it mean to you? And whoever wants to take that first, maybe Carolyn, you want to go?
Sure. That's a tough question, but I would say first, you have to get a clear vision of what your purpose is. And then, so I know personally for me, my purpose is to make music to raise the vibration and consciousness of the planet. So I just make sure that I'm working towards that each day. Mm-hmm. And so I just know that if I'm doing my passions, that is my passion. So I know that I'm doing my purpose as well. So mm-hmm. as long as I'm feeling happy and passionate about it, that's living my purpose.
Nice. I love that passion and doing that. Jomo, Jordan, what would you say about passion, living your purpose?
Well, I think the thing that I really want to impart on people, and something that I think that a lot of the things that I'd like to impart on people and inspire people about are challenges that I've overcome, because I feel that, you know, I could really help people in those areas because, you know, I have experience. I think that the challenge lies with actually finding what your purpose is, with finding what your passion is. And I think, sometimes we get really hung up on that and trying to find what our purpose and what our passion is. And instead, what we really should be doing is just finding and continuing to participate in the activities that we enjoy, and that will lead us to our purpose and our passion. So you know, that has really helped me. You know, that's the way that I've really found my passion. And you know, passions are always changing, and as you evolve, you know, things are changing, and you're always gonna love certain things, but then, you know, all of a sudden some new things might appear. And I think the key is to always be open to those new things and to be open to, you know, maybe having new passions. So that's like a long way to answer your question. Was your question like what my purpose is, or how do you find
both? Both. Just you know, what it means to you, and what, you know, if you want to make it personal, that's fine. And what I want to say or add to that is, and it kind of sounds like you were saying something similar, is releasing the specifics. You know, like, oh, it has to be this way or it has to be that way, mm-hmm. and really opening it up to kind of a general thing where, okay, my purpose is to live with joy and just be really in that space, or live my bliss. And what is that? Well, you know, then you can go back and just, you know, find all the things that bring you joy, whether it's spending time with your friends, your family, whether it's, you know, pursuing music, whether it's pursuing business, whatever it is. It all goes underneath that category of living your highest purpose, which is joy. That's kind of what I've really come to understand, and it sounds like you're in that same space. So awesome. And Avram, you want to chime in there, brother?
Totally digging that same exact vibe, because you know that you're living your purpose when you're following all the things that make you feel good. And I think you also know you're living your purpose when every single day you feel extremely satisfied with what has occurred, what has gone on, and the roller coaster that you may have ridden throughout the day is fully appreciated. I think that's living your purpose, is feeling that vibe, riding through the flow, and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, so now I want to transition and still kind of stay on this topic. Now, how would you recommend like one or two things that to those listening of how they can get back into alignment with that joy or with that purpose for themselves. You know, for me, it's, you know, remembering to be grateful or going into service and doing things like that. So what is something specific that you can offer the listeners of how they can get back into their purpose or back into alignment with that, which brings them joy? Whoever wants to take that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll add something. I think one thing that helps me a lot is to connect with nature. And so if, you know, people can go out there just a little bit each day and just try to connect with nature, that always helps me get back into alignment, get back into myself. So I'm not giving too much energy to outside sources, you know. So that's what helps me. That's a little tip.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah, and I know that's awesome, Carolyn. I was gonna say I do anything that, I guess, kind of like what I just said in my last answer. I'll do anything that makes me feel good. So any of my engage in whatever my current passion is or project, something that I can steal away from the world, sort of, and like really focus on and concentrate on. I think that's what that's what I do. So it could be like going and dancing, or it could be, you know, going on a bike ride, or, you know, different things.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, basically, so if you're kind of in, you know, because we all do sometimes go through like a funk or whatever. So when we're in that, or we're not sure, you know, what's going on, what our purpose is, you know, how to get back into, you know, the aligned path for us or whatever. So, you know, dancing, all that stuff. So that's kind of, those are amazing things to do, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I could say, maybe meditation or something like that could really help with getting back into it. Because you know what? Sometimes, you know, we can hear so many different things of making us get back into that space, but, you know, I think the more options we have, the easier it gets, because you know, then we can choose, and it's not always like maybe meditation can work for us one day all the time, but then the next day we just don't feel like it's helping us raise our vibration. So dancing or going out in nature, things like that could really help.
Oh,
so thank you guys.
The music, that's a good one.
Yes, yes, definitely. And
we all do a lot of that here, all of us.
Nice. All right. So I wanted to actually, because you guys are all amazing entrepreneurs, I wanted to make sure I got to this. What is one valuable tip you could offer someone who is just starting or thinking about starting their own business and is not really sure of how to go about it? What's one thing that you can offer them to kind of move into that direction of starting their own business? Avram, let's start with you.
Well, I think I'm sure the others are going to touch on this, but I think it all revolves around your passion. And so, you know, your questions are constructed very well, because we're talking about purposeful living and all this, and passion fits in perfectly. I think you need to have something that you can be working on and thinking about all the time, something that you're obsessed with. I think that's where the fire begins when you're looking at starting a new business, because when you have that fire, there's no way that you can lose, because you're going to keep getting up, and you're going to keep plowing through those obstacles that are bound to present you when you're starting your own business. So I think that's probably the big tip, is make sure you're passionate about what it is that you're doing. And then for a bonus tip, get a blog.
Nice. Jordan.
Yeah. I agree with Avram completely. You know, you got to follow your bliss. You got to make sure that you're doing what you love, because when the problems arise, you know, because they do arise as an entrepreneur, as someone, you know, you're building a business, and you know, you don't have that that guaranteed salary or that boss that's looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're doing all the things you need to be doing. You know, you're kind of on your own. So, you know, when times get tough, you gotta make sure that you're doing something you love to basically propel you forward, you know?
I wanted to add, and I completely agree with you guys, because that's absolutely number one imperative. But I found that being organized, just really being able to kind of, whether it's an organized desk or having like a little bit of a list or something that kind of keeps you moving forward, because it can get easy to, you know, because you don't have a boss or you don't have anyone kind of directing you, it can get easy to, oh, well, I'll do it later. So really being able to you know, be organized and kind of set an intention to follow through with your action steps that you want to see happen. So, and kind of breaking it down so that it's not overwhelming, but just, you know, one little piece at a time. And before you know it, you look back and you're like, whoa, I did all of that. That's so amazing, you know?
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Definitely,
man.
I love that.
Nice. And Carolyn, did you want to add anything to that?
Sure, maybe just never give up. That's a good one.
Ooh, I love that. Nice. And share with me, you know, some personal things specifically to you around not giving up, because I know you're doing some amazing things right now. So.
Yeah, there's always so many obstacles that come up every day. And, you know, it's just too easy to give up, you know, because all the struggles. But just make a decision at the very beginning that you're never going to give up. And then, you know, no matter what happens, just don't.
Well, nice. Nice. Well, nice. Perfect. Simple and straightforward. Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's move right along. We have a few more minutes left. So, well, one thing is I just want to say that I'm always really in awe of seeing each of you guys always, you know, very inspiring, always kind of in a high vibrational space, especially out in the world. And really getting out there and doing it big. So where does that drive to help others come from? I see that in all of you. And what are some tools that help you personally stay motivated in pursuing your own goals? Let's start with Jordan.
Okay. So I guess I think it just started when I was younger. Like I just had a desire to really entertain and I loved attention when I was younger and I wanted to make people laugh and then it kind of developed into, you know, inspiring people. And I think that really is why I love what I do right now, because, part of that question or the question that you were asking earlier, I didn't say anything about, but I think that one thing that people can really do if they're looking for their passion, they're looking for, you know, what they really love in life, is to think back what they loved when they were younger, you know, what mm-hmm. they loved to do as a child. So I really see the connection there between, you know, where I am now and what I'm doing and what I did when I was younger. And it all kind of intertwines. What was the second part of your question?
Just really, I think you kind of answered it. Like, what is something that you stay motivated? So going back to your childhood and seeing what really brought you, you know, made you happy, what you really love doing, kind of keeps you motivated in,
exactly.
You know, staying in that path. Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So who wants to jump on that too?
I'll let Abram go.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I was like, does she want to go? Am I going to go?
So polite.
Ladies first. I don't really know where the drive comes from, actually. It's something that just kind of shifted inside of me when I was going to college in my undergrad education just a few years ago, and things just started shifting in, you know, one direction of just being positive, being upbeat, you know. And I think that maybe that's just the motivation behind all of it, I guess, is being able to see the effect that you can put onto this world. You know, I was being really silly today, actually, on the way back. We were hiking a mountain here today in Colorado, and we failed miserably, but it was still a good time. And we were driving back, though, and I was just waving at people randomly on the way home and just trying to laugh and smile.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so. So I think, like, my own tools, I guess, to get more, become more motivated to do bigger things is just to do the bigger things, which help motivate you to do more big things. Does that make sense? Like, you have to keep the energy moving, or otherwise it just doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it also sounds like you don't take things too seriously. You kind of have fun and play during the process. So that sounds like a really good tool to kind of motivate you to continue pursuing your goals.
Yeah.
Nice. Carolyn, you too. I know you, all three of you guys have a lot of fun. I know that. I can sense that.
Yeah, I would say, you know, the second part of the question, to stay motivated, I always just try to have as much fun as possible throughout the day, do really silly things, act really goofy. And then I would have to agree with Jomo. I started out entertaining when I was really young, and I just love seeing people smile and laugh. So I knew that's where my drive came from, that I wanted to keep doing that, you know, as much as I could. So
it sounds like it's just your, all of you guys, it's just your natural state. And I think everyone, really, our natural state is to be buoyant, fun, you know, silly, playful. And now it sounds like you guys are so connected with that, and it's allowing the process of you to expand your businesses, your presence in the world on a bigger level and in an easier way, because you're just so connected to that core aspect of you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, okay, so we have one more question, time for one more question, and this is pretty big. I kind of like to ask this to all of my friends in general, so listeners, you'll probably hear this a lot. But if you were able to go back and talk to yourself 5-10 years ago, what would you tell yourself, knowing now what you've gone through? Let's start with Avram.
I'd be like, Avram, man, do not worry about what other people think about you.
Yeah.
Just go, man. Just go. Do not worry about what other people think about you. That's what I would say.
Nice. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, too.
George, so many things easier.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say open your eyes. I feel like there were so many things that I was asleep to that I just wasn't open to, or, you know, I just... I guess got caught up in the system, you know, and because of that, maybe a lot of opportunities that came my way, I wasn't ready for, you know, and I think just going through the process, that I've gone through over the last 5 years, I've understood things a lot more, deeply and a lot more clearly than I did 5 years ago. So for sure, yeah, I think
opening the eyes,
yeah, open your eyes.
Nice, because it can come from any sort, you know, it can come from anywhere, wherever it comes from, the good, the opportunities. You know, sometimes we're so focused on one specific space or outcome or whatever, so it can come from anywhere. So being open to that, amazing advice. And Carolyn, what would you tell yourself?
Yeah, I would definitely tell myself, just do it your own way. You know, don't go through the system. Like I always thought, I have to go through different systems and how, you know, people did it. I have to go through school and learn this way. But if I just go for it and do it my own way, what works best for me, I would have saved myself a lot of trouble. That's what I would say.
Nice. All right. Well, I cannot even believe that time flew so fast. I had such a good time. And before we go, I'd like to make sure you all get to share if you have any upcoming events or, you know, please share your website. So, Carolyn, could you share where people can connect with you?
Sure. I have my Facebook fan page, and that's where I share a lot of music. And then I'll be sharing my music up there. It's facebook.com/carolyn.dance.music. And you
Beautiful.
Can also just type, you know, Carolyn Dance Music.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Jordan, and where could they find you?
I actually just switched it over on my blog as far as the address that you can reach me at, just so it's easier for people. It's just my name, jordanmolotsky.com.
Perfect. Can you spell your last name just so people can make sure that they have it?
Sure. It's MOLOTSKY.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. And Avram?
You can find me at my blog, Inspiraction, which is avramgonzalez.com, and that's AVRAMGONZALES.
Thank you. And you guys all listening who are tuning in, You definitely want to connect with these amazing visionaries because they're doing some big things. They're very, inspiring and motivating. And if you need that light in your life, you definitely want them in your life. So thank you guys for joining the Miracle Cafe today. I hope you guys will come back anytime. You're welcome, and have you guys on some future shows. And it's just really been a pleasure chatting with you guys. And when we return, we're going to do some energy healing and processes around living our purpose. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. I'm Emmanuel, and I'm so excited to continue the second part of the show, which is all about healing and transformation and attracting more miracles in our life using amazing processes and healing modalities. But before we do that, I would like to share the song that you just heard. Was called Beautiful Sun, and you can check out that song at divinesong.com, and it's an amazing song to meditate to or just groove to while you're driving or just relaxing, and there's some other amazing songs that you will definitely love there, and I'll be, from time to time, I'll be sharing those with you as well. So that being said, let's go ahead and begin our healing portion and our transformational portion of the show. And let me just share one thing is when I say healing, I'm applying it or I'm looking at it from a space that, you know, we are reminding our body, mind, energy of its perfection. So, you know, I never do sessions from a space that, you know, the client or the listener or whatever is broken in any way. We are always doing it from a space that they are already whole and perfect. We're just reminding them of that. So that's what we're doing here. We're going, we're using applied quantum physics and some other techniques to remind the subconscious, because that's really where most of our experiences are projected from. So we're going to remind the subconscious of how perfect it really is and how perfect you really are. We're clearing those, you know, thought patterns and belief systems that there's something wrong with us, that, you know, there's fears, whatever, just starting to work on those patterns, releasing them so that the perfection that is you can emerge and come back and remember itself. So that's kind of the way that I work with energy work, with healing, and I just find it much more effective and much more powerful. So if you resonate with that, you know, I'm sure you're going to love these sessions. And to have more of a detailed idea of the work that we're going to be doing today, please check out magnifiedmanifesting.com, and you can learn all about the energy modalities that I work with and that I've created and all that good stuff. So that being said, let's go ahead and just take a deep breath in, breathing in that oxygen, that life force energy, just breathing in to every cell of our being. Good. And breathe out any cares and thoughts of the day that you would like to let go of. Good. So today's theme is all about living our purpose. So what does that mean? We touched a little bit on this during the roundtable segment. And what I've come to understand is that when we open it up, you know, not make it so specific that our purpose has to be, you know, to be a businessman or a lawyer or, you know, a mom, whatever, but just opening it up to making it about living our ultimate joy. When we open up our purpose and make our purpose be to live, you know, to be happy, to experience more joy in my life, then what happens? We open up ourselves in all areas of our life that match that. So it could be financial, it could be emotional, it could be, you know, relationships, all of that. So what I would like, you know, a little action step that I use is, you know, I have this amazing board, and or you can have it on a, you know, notebook paper, and you can write your mission statement, your purpose. What is your purpose? Well, we can expand it and make it open enough and say, my purpose is to live or to experience ultimate joy. So my purpose is to experience ultimate joy. Then what I would do is under that category, list all the things that bring you joy. It could be spending time with your family. It could be reading, it could be traveling, it could be singing, it could be, you know, working with science. So just writing down all of the things that go under that heading of ultimate joy, all these things that bring you ultimate joy. And then what you can do is if any opportunities present themselves, whether it's a new job or whether it's, you know, a new friend or whatever it is, and then you can go and take it and say, okay, you know, let's say you have a decision to make or you have, you know, to think about taking that new job. Go ahead and check and see, does it go under the category of living my highest joy, my ultimate joy? And if you're someone who doesn't really resonate with, let's say, being behind a desk from 9 to 5, I know there's a lot of people who do, and that's great, and it's amazing, and it can be fulfilling, but for some, maybe it's not. And you got a new job offer that is behind the desk 9 to 5, it pays well. However, it doesn't bring you ultimate joy. Does that go under your purpose? Then you can kind of check in and see, does it or does it not? And it'll be such a good navigation tool for you. So it could be even a friend saying, hey, you know, there's this amazing investment opportunity that will be amazing, you know, bring a lot of money, all this stuff. And then you can ask them what it's about and see, you know, if it's something that could bring you fulfillment and satisfaction and ultimate joy. If it does, then it's a part of your purpose. If it doesn't, then it'll be very easy for you to say, thank you so much for this opportunity. However, you know, I'm going to have to pass on this, and you won't feel bad about it. It's just a part of knowing and having a concrete idea. Does this bring me more joy, and does it allow me to experience more of the things that I truly seek? And one thing that I would like to share is that we can go through different cycles of our life where we are very much into, let's say we're a singer and we really, really are so passionate about that. So then, you know, maybe 10 years down the road, it doesn't bring us the same satisfaction. So just because things change, it doesn't mean we have to stick to them. It doesn't mean we have to say, oh, you know, I chose this, I have to remain in this, for the rest of my life, that I have to be a singer. No, it served its purpose. It brought you joy for its time being. Maybe you can make it more of a hobby later on. Now you could find, maybe you want to be work in the wine business. So you can go own a winery, you know, maybe something more low key and relaxed, and that brings you ultimate joy. So all of that is part of your purpose. All of it. It's not just one thing. It's just, it's the sum total of all the things that can bring you that and put you in alignment with that ultimate joy that is already within you, that is already you. So really this releases a lot of the pressure that we could put on ourselves, you know, the pressure to say, oh, you know, I don't want to make mistakes and all that stuff. So that's just a little tool that I use that helps me navigate to, see if I am living my purpose or if I'm, you know, need to kind of get back into it. So what I'd like to do is just a quick clearing around what our purpose is and what we thought our purpose is, and then open us up to, you know, living our true and highest purpose. So go ahead and do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If you are on this call or if you're on this, show live, or if you're listening to the recording, it's equally as effective. So what I just need is your permission to connect with all of your energy so that we can begin this process and start doing the clearing on the subconscious level. So if you want that, say yes and give me one moment. Good. All right. So what I'd like to do is, can we have the universe give all of us the highest wisdom, understanding, and really open us up to all of that, of what our purpose is, what our ultimate purpose is, and make our understanding and perspective the same as that universal perspective. If you want that, say yes. And if you're energy sensitive, just feel that energy pour in. If not, that's okay. good for any time, any place where we consciously or unconsciously allowed others to direct our purpose, kind of tell us what we need to do, or, you know, that basically we are the only ones who allow that to happen. So in essence, we're making it happen. But just any time where we might have bought into that our purpose should be to have, you know, a 9-to-5 job if that's what everyone else is doing, or, you know, it could just be anything where it doesn't feel natural to you. Any time where you allowed yourself to kind of go into that space of allowing others to kind of tell us or tell you what your purpose should be. Can we show you all the positive lessons that you were meant to learn from those experiences now? If you want that, say yes. Good. Any unconscious regrets and resentments and rejections that we might have felt towards these people or towards ourselves for any time we allowed ourselves to kind of move out of our true purpose and just buy into what others think our purpose should be, can we go ahead and clear the resentments, rejections, and regrets that went along with that now? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And can we go ahead and begin releasing those patterns that we might have internalized to allowing ourselves to buy into the illusioned purpose that we have, you know, bought into? Can we go ahead and clear those belief systems that might be keeping us in that space now? And any other blocks and fears and hesitations and distractions that might be preventing us from living our true purpose in life, which is to experience ultimate joy, more of our true nature, can we go ahead and clear those beliefs and those blocks, fears, etc. now? Good. Can we show you who you are without those fears, distractions, hesitations, and blocks? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Now can we have the universe show you how to and why to be open to living your highest purpose, show you what that looks like, what that feels like, tastes like, smells like, sounds like in your experience now? Can we show you that you are worthy and deserving of living your true purpose and what that looks like? Okay, repeat after me. Because we are in that space of, you know, deep relaxation, what happens is when we affirm from this space, it goes straight to our subconscious. It's like writing it out thousands of times, you know, how we do affirmations. So it's like doing that 1,000 times or more. So repeat after me if you feel good with this. I give myself full permission to live my highest purpose. It's safe for me to live my highest purpose. My highest purpose is to experience more joy. And so it is. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Good. Can we just call back all your energy to this present moment right here and right now so that all this work is grounded into your new present awareness and that it begins showing up in your physical reality? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in, shoulders up to the ears really tight. And when you breathe out, just drop the shoulders and just shake out the hands and the arms, just getting back into the body. Go ahead and open your eyes and take another deep breath in. As you open your eyes and breathe out, drop the shoulders, shaking it out and looking around at the textures, the colors, just getting really, really present back into this time right here and right now. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. All right, and just notice what shows up for you in the coming days and weeks and months ahead. This work is, you know, is going to happen in the highest and greatest way for each individual listener. So it could be instant, sudden. You could have an immediate shift where you feel, you know, different right now. Or it could take a few days and weeks, and just really pay attention. Be grateful to the universe for the changes, no matter how big or small, because with gratitude, the universe always blesses us with more. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe today. In 2 weeks, we're going to have another amazing show. Make sure you tune in for that. And also, if you would like to receive a free one-hour session, it's actually a recording called Living Your Highest Purpose, I think, or Living Your Highest Vision. You can check that out at miraclecaferadio.com. And if you have any questions about anything that you've heard today, or, you know, any hot topic ideas that you have, you can always email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. All right, so I will see you in 2 weeks at the same time, same place. Have a wonderful, miraculous day, and I'm sending you lots of love. Thank you. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.